The Dwarf and His Wishes. In Scotland, once there lived a very poor man. He had been working as a servant in a miser's house for years, but he had never realized his wage from the miser. One day he thought, "Why must I work for free? I want my wage." He asked the miser, "Sir, I am in a decision of taking long journeys to visit tourist places. So, could you please give me my salary of 3 years? The miser was not ready to give the exact amount of the poor man's salary. Instead, he gave him 3 gold coins, one for each year. The poor man was very happy to receive the gold coins, and he left the house readily. On the way, he saw a dwarf walking against him. He saw the pleasant face of the poor man and asked, "What are the grounds for your happiness?" The poor man said, "I am very happy because I got my 3 years' salary together." The dwarf said, "If so, you will be very rich. I am a poor man. Please give me your wealth." The poor man was ready to give away his money to the dwarf. The dwarf was very happy in the acts of the poor man. He said, "I am very glad that you are a good man. Ask for 3 wishes, one for each gold coin." The man said, "I need a stick, and it must give me the thing to which I point it. Secondly, I need a violin, and when I play it at someone, he must dance until I stop. Finally, I need a wish that all I desire must be taken place." The dwarf blessed him, conferring on him those wishes, and disappeared. The poor man walked to the town. On the way, he saw a man watching a bird. He said he wanted it, and he would pay 100 gold coins if he got the bird. The poor man pointed his stick at the bird, and it came to him. The man was very happy, but did not keep his words. The poor man played the violin. The man commenced his dance, and at last he was tired of his frolic. He promised the poor man that he would give the money. The man went to the palace and told the king that he was cheated by a man, and he snatched away his 100 gold coins. The king's men caught the poor man, and they presented him before the king. The king sentenced him to be hanged to death. On the appointed day of hanging, the executioner arrived. He was taken to the gallows. The king and the men who cheated the poor man were also present to see the hanging. The poor man said to the king, "O king, I am not a culprit, but my accuser himself is the culprit. The money which he gave me was stolen from somebody, but I got that money from him out of my labor. I am telling the truth, but the cheat contradicted. No, my majesty, he is lying. I was always right." The king was not ready to hear the poor man, so he again implored the king, Your Majesty, I warned my violin for some time. Hearing these words, the cheat was frightened, and he warned the king not to allow it. But since that request had the magic power of a wish, the king gave the violin to him. He played the violin, and all the people in the palace, including the king, started to dance frantically. They called out loudly to stop playing, but he said, "If the cheat reveals the truth, I will stop playing." The cheat considered that the money was stolen by him, and the poor man got it from him as his wage. The king exonerated the poor man from his crime, and the cheat was duly punished.